Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
9:42, closing in on 10 o'clock. Andrew Schwartz joins us, professor of IT in the E.J. Uso College of Business at LSU, been researching technology-related issues for over 20 years. How you doing, professor?
Fantastic. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. Now, to be clear, this has something to do with the computer, right?
It always does, right?
Yeah, it does. It always has something to do with the computer. Let's talk about what's going on with the hack at the sheriff's, the ransomware attack, not a hack. Or is it a hack? I don't know. Let's get our definition straight here. What happened at the sheriff's office, the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office?
Yeah, so here's what we know so far. So what we know so far is that the sheriff's office was attacked with a ransomware attack. So a ransomware attack is where essentially a group of hackers logs in to your technology systems and they download data that you have in your corporate systems. They then hold that data hostage or for ransom until you agree to pay them so they don't release that information out.
So do they steal it or do they just keep you from accessing it or both?
It was stolen. So typically the way that a ransomware type of attack such as this happens is think about, you know, if you check your email and you get an email from an unknown person and it has maybe an invoice or a link and you click on that. Well, when you do that, it's called a phishing attack. When you do that, the perpetrators get access into the network, so as if they were you.
So don't click on any email. Boy, well, how would you go about that? You know, in a business environment, I get yelled at sometimes because I don't answer emails because I'm terrified to click on anything. What would you tell a business owner to tell their employees when it comes to this? First of all, is it just governments that are targeted? Is it larger corporations? Do they go after mom and pops, or do they just send out software out there or whatever it is looking for vulnerable spots? Are they constantly probing?
Oh, they're absolutely constantly probing. The early indications from this particular attack, from what they say so far, is that the fingerprints are pointing to a Russian group that are doing it. Again, this is not definite yet, but these are some early signs. So if you're a small business owner, the estimate is around 60% of companies at some point are victims of this type of attack. The problem is that most companies don't go public with this information because they don't want to know that they were victims of this attack. It points them a bullseye on their back that looks like they could be attacked again. But even as a researcher myself that does this kind of work and that studies why and how people respond to these types of attacks, I must admit myself, I was almost fell victim to one a couple of years ago as well.
Really?
I received an email from my boss, and it said, "I'm in a meeting right now, but we need to buy gift cards for some students. Could you go out and use your corporate credit card and just buy some gift cards for Amazon?" That seemed reasonable, so I was on the way out the door, and I started to think, well, why did he email that? Mm-hmm. So I followed up back and forth, and the ransomware person actually not only knew my name and my boss's name, but it knew my boss's boss's name. It knew where I worked. It knew where my office was. So it seemed like this was a good idea. So I texted my boss, and he said, no, my email got hacked. So they had commandeered his email and were sending these types of attacks. And what they wanted us to do was to go buy gift cards and then email them the gift card numbers. So basically, they were going to take the university's money to buy gift cards, and then they were going to have Amazon gift cards that they could sell on the black market.
Is it only a matter of time until everybody or every organization eventually is hit by a ransomware attack?
Unfortunately, while not ransomware, almost every company will be victim to some type of attack. If you even look at all the big companies at some level have and will continue to be. It's kind of, unfortunately, it's what the price of doing business today. So companies are looking at alternative ways to think about that. So if you even think about it, there's actually ransomware insurance, for example, that you can buy so that they'll come in and help you to become less likely to become victim of this attack. Because just like in a normal ransom situation, one of the issues that you have to deal with is, do I pay them off or do I not? And that's a very complicated question to answer.
One thing that always terrifies me about this kind of thing is, okay, you get attacked, you get hacked, or maybe you're subject to ransomware if you own a company. Who do you call? Because you have no idea. In this case, they think it's Quillen or whatever it is out of Russia, but who do you call? 911? They're not going to help you. What do you do?
No, your actual call is actually to the local FBI office.
Okay.
They have experts in this area in particular. So I was just actually at headquarters there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
A couple of weeks ago and talking with them, and they have a whole unit propped up specifically around ransomware and cyber attacks, and that's where their expertise lies.
So can they actually, they can't affect an arrest in Russia, wherever this is coming from? And first of all, do we know if it always comes from Russia? How sophisticated does an operation have to be to send out this probing, I guess, software or emails or whatever it is?
The sad part is that the amount of technological sophistication is not that high. And there's a lot of concerns. I know you and I have talked over time about AI a lot. And
right.
This is where the intersection of these two kind of trends comes to be interesting. Because there's some concern around the cybersecurity community that AI is going to be used to design future attacks that are similar to this, that may be able to even outsmart us as we think through these issues. So, but on the counter side, I can also tell you one exciting bit, which is that AI is increasingly being used to fight these types of attacks. So the current estimates right now, all these phishing attacks are, of course, important. But Tulane specifically, within the backyard there, they estimate about 50% of all the emails that come into Tulane are spam emails that are designed to do phishing. So there's a significant amount of these emails that get filtered out already before they even hit our inbox.
So what would you tell an organization to tell its employees?
Cyber education, I would tell them the following. First, cyber education is crucial. You need to understand, look for the marks of what is going to be an email that you should or shouldn't open and should respond to, and start to look for that information, and that's where cyber training comes in. The second is really need to think through cybersecurity and think through what that looks like. So, for example, we actually, through LSU, if you're a small business owner, we actually have a cybersecurity team of students who come out and actually look at your company and engage in what's called penetration testing, which is we'll actually look for vulnerabilities. Mm-hmm. So the students get a chance to kind of try cybersecurity approaches, and you get a profile of how to improve your cybersecurity. So education, work with consultants to think about pen testing. And then just really look at your processes around, sources of potential vulnerabilities. Think about where the vulnerabilities may be on your network. And if you, now there's, here's the problem. From an IT person, all they see is risk. So you have to balance out risk versus what's practical for you to be able to maintain your organizational viability as well.
So when it comes to AI, correct me if I'm wrong, but that is all about, and I'm going to make a layman's reference here, movie War Games. You remember that?
Absolutely, yeah.
Where they're trying to find the codes, right, to launch. AI is all about crunching those numbers and going through those probabilities as quickly as possible. Is it accurate or not? Am I close to anything here?
You are close, but actually the biggest source of risk actually for most companies today isn't actually the technology itself. It's actually people. People are the biggest source of risk. Because it's people that engage in behaviors like clicking on an email, or have you ever had your phone logged into your corporate email and lost your phone somewhere? Huge vulnerability risk. So it really it's the people and education that is the biggest source of risk that that companies need to deal with.
Since you said that, I lost my phone at Walmart on Christmas Eve 2 years ago. I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop on that. I'm hoping it was locked. How concerned should somebody be about that if they lose an iPhone and it's locked? Can people get into it and get all the information out of there or not?
Oh, you should absolutely be concerned, and I don't want to downplay
that. Well, thank you. Thank you, Professor. I appreciate that.
Look, I'll be honest. My wife and I just got back from a road trip. We drove back from D.C., and so we stopped one night in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And we left the hotel the next day. A half hour later, she turned to me and said, "I just left my Apple Watch at the phone behind at the hotel." Mm. So we disabled it.
And you said, "That's okay, darling," right?
Absolutely. Then we went about the process of disabling it and unlinking it from our account. So there are steps that you can take. But really, at the personal level, if you don't have it, I would really strongly encourage everyone to engage in things like identity monitoring, watching your identity, financial monitoring as well. And there's a lot of companies that'll now increasingly look for your information on the dark web and look for if your information gets released. So there's a lot of tools out there that can help you to monitor yourself as well. And I really encourage people. So at a personal level, I have all that monitoring situation, all that monitoring turned on as well. So I know when my personal information shows up where it shouldn't be.
How has AI changed in the last 6 months? Where's it going to be in 6 months from now? Is it exponentially changing?
So we're kind of in an interesting point. So if you've been following the work of the Gartner Group, really over the last 2 months, what we've seen is that we've hit the trough of disillusionment for AI specifically. And MIT released a study that said only about 50% of companies are seeing a demonstrable ROI from AI. So over the last six months, what we started to see is a really hard pivot towards trying to really incorporate AI into corporate infrastructure. And what's interesting about it is what we're finding is that you and I have talked a lot about how AI systems learn by the data that they're provided. Mm-hmm. Well, the data that's provided, as you and I talked about before, was really consumer-facing. Well, when companies are trying to put in corporate data into systems that were trained on consumer data, they're finding that there's a mismatch. And a lot of times AI is not delivering upon what they think is the promise of what it could deliver on. So what we're seeing in the last 6 months, we're continuing to see, is companies, as they embrace AI, are starting to create their own versions of AI. And so I think we're going to continue to see that from a corporate perspective, more of an incorporation of their own personal data.
What is the best application for AI right now?
That's a good question. I can tell you what the trends of what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. So if we looked in 2024, we saw a lot of use of AI for brainstorming and for really to help with summaries of emails and that kind of stuff. What we're increasingly seeing in 2025, though, is a move toward incorporating AI to more complex types of tasks. So, for example, OpenAI released a new agent model that's going to enable you to basically do things on your behalf for you using AI. And I think that's going to be really exciting as we move forward.
Cut the grass?
There's a robot for that, as a matter of fact.
There is, as a matter of fact. That's right. Yeah, I was talking to a guy the other day. Had one. Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate your time, as always. Andrew Schwartz, professor of IT and EJ Uso College of Business at LSU. Been researching technology-related issues for over 20 years. He is our go-to tech expert. We'll take a break. Come back. Find out what Newell's got planned for us today here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.